You are listening to Water Online Radio. Welcome back to our exclusive coverage from WEFTEC, the water quality event. This edition of Water Online Radio, covering WEFTEC since 2011, is broadcasted live from New Orleans, Louisiana, and is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Let's get on with the show. Here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to our day three coverage from WEFTEC live in New Orleans. Todd, you know, we've had the pleasure of having a conversation with this company in the past. We've not had this guest on our show. So looking forward to this very much.
I am too. And I love the technology, just the application of it. I think it's ready to explode.
Yeah, I agree. Let's get right to it. Say hello to Rick Stover. He's an executive vice president with DeSalitech. Rick, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we kick off our conversation, take a few seconds, inform the audience about you and your background, and then give us a 10,000-foot view of DeSalitech. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Great. Well, I'm an engineer. I've been working in the desalination different applications for about 15 years. My background's chemical engineering. My entree into the business was with energy recovery. I served as CTO and developed the pressure exchanger for seawater reverse osmosis. So it's a specialty pump that's used around the world now for mostly large seawater reverse osmosis plants. Went on from there to work with Oasis Water, actually, who's at this show, and then finally with DeSalitech. I also serve on the board of directors of the International Desalination Association, so I've got my fingers in a lot of different aspects of desalination around the world.
Well, let's dive into the technology a little bit. CCD versus reverse osmosis. Give us a tutorial.
Sure. So CCD is the company's trade name for closed circuit desalination. It's for the process design that we use and we've packaged into products. And it is a reverse osmosis process. Reverse osmosis, as conventionally practiced or as it's used in most places, is an old process. It hasn't really changed in I'd say, about 40 years. So CCD represents the first major change to the process design. We're actually using standard reverse osmosis components, including membranes, pumps, and pressure vessels. So our systems look just like regular RO systems, but they perform very differently because of the way they're designed.
So there's no special equipment required?
No special equipment. And the process, though, the method is patented. In fact, patented around the world.
Is there any detail you can give us, or does the patent imply confidentiality?
Oh, no. Patent discloses it.
Okay. Well, give us just one level deeper on it. What sure. Really is different?
Okay. So the CCD process works on the principle of hydrostatic pressurization. And overall, how the process flow works, it's a semi-batch process. So as opposed to conventional reverse osmosis, which runs steady state, always flow coming in steadily and permeate and concentrate going out steadily, the DeSalitech process works in a batch fashion. Mm. So it operates at 100% recovery, so it doesn't produce any concentrate for a period, and then it goes through a flush cycle and then resumes closed circuit operation. And it does this in a clever way that never stops the process. So the pumps don't stop and the permeate production doesn't stop.
Got it.
So okay. It's a semi-batch process. That's the main difference from a design standpoint, but how that affects performance of the system, design of the system, how it operates is much more complex and interesting.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, thanks for clarifying that. Walk us through what industrial segments would most benefit from new forms of treatment.
Okay, sure. So when you look at water withdrawals, water use around the world, and especially in the developed world like the U.S., an enormous percentage of water is used by industry. More than 60% of freshwater withdrawals go for industrial use, and the rest go for agriculture and domestic. And it's different from what a lot of people think. You know, around the world, agriculture is the biggest consumer, but in the Western world, it's not. It's industry. And at the same time, you know, water's becoming more scarce. Quality requirements for water coming in are becoming higher. And there's just plain a need for new sources of water supply. And so what DeSalitech does is addresses that with high efficiency water treatment. So we're able to operate RO systems at high recovery rates, meaning we get the most you possibly can out of a water resource, while at the same time reducing the amount of concentrate waste that the process produces. And that waste, disposal of that waste in most industrial applications is the represents the largest percentage of the cost of ownership. A lot of people are familiar with seawater reverse osmosis and the huge amount of energy it consumes. Estimated 60 or 70% of the cost of ownership for seawater ROs is energy consumption. DesaliTech addresses that also with its process, which is a low energy process. So we're able to reduce energy consumption in seawater RO. But our real focus now is on industrial applications where we reduce energy as well. But our focus is on reducing waste, reducing concentrate. And the concentrate represents about the same, about 60 or 70% of the cost of ownership of industrial water treatment is concentrate disposal. And so if we're able to reduce that by a factor of 3 or 4, it makes for a dramatic savings potential.
Can you get into a little more detail? I mean, dramatic, I get that. Can you be a little more specific? I mean, you talked about 60% of the cost on the municipal side and on the waste for the industrial side. I mean, how many dollars are we talking about?
Well, if we're so we're reducing concentrate waste by typically 50 to 75%. So, and if that's running at 60 to 70% of the total cost of ownership, roll that up with the cost of our systems, we're typically getting return on investment of less than 1 year and sometimes less than 6 months.
Wow.
So it's worth it to take an existing RO system and take it out, put in a new RO system and get the savings. The savings will pay for it within a year.
Okay. That makes the funding exercise a heck of a lot easier.
Sure does. All right. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Water Online Radio live from WEFTEC, and we're talking with Rick Stover of DesaliTech. So, gosh, I'm excited to hear about what's coming next. And are you exhibiting here at the show?
We are not. We're walking around this year.
All right. So, but walk us through what's coming next.
So the state of the company where we are is that we've developed a line of standard products. We have the capability to do large systems and custom systems. And we really aren't putting much effort into research and development anymore, really, because it's done. So we're in commercialization. So what's next is a continued growth into the markets that we're currently pursuing. We've already seen about a 4X growth in our business in the last year.
Wow.
And we're anticipating, you know, a similar rate of increase going into the future. And we've gotten some great traction. We primarily sell systems and the technology to partners, so OEMs and integrators that build bigger systems that might include MBR or some kind of polishing, permeate polishing, and then we'll do the RO component and our partner will do the rest and deliver the solution. Or we work with corporate partners like beverage companies, for example, that use reverse osmosis in multiple locations, and then we can supply whole systems that they can standardize on and plug into all their facilities. So that's mostly where our business is coming from. And the bulk of it's in the U.S. and in Mexico, so North America, although we're active around the world. But it's we're focused on this market, which actually is the biggest market for industrial water treatment in the world, is the U.S.
Rick, there's a little bit of technology scattered here and there in this hall that I'm sure you've been walking around and soaking it all in. Just pick out a technology that you've seen that's particularly intriguing to you and talk about it a bit.
So other than the DesaliTech technology,
which is the coolest stuff here.
Right,
I mean, that goes without saying.
Well, one of the other companies, so I mentioned in the intro that I'd worked for a bit with Oasis Water, and they do have a booth here, which is pretty exciting for them. Their application is forward osmosis, and they have a product called a membrane brine concentrator. And so we are actually working with Oasis to desalinate or concentrate a water source up to the maximum that we can, and it produces a concentrate stream. They operate on that concentrate stream to take it down to, you know, essentially being ready for crystallization. So they supersaturate that stream, and it's the combination of the two processes are used for a zero liquid discharge. Type applications where you simply can't have any liquid coming out. And their membrane process has a thermal component, so they use heat, but they use much less than you would use with an evaporator, for example. And the process really works. They've proven it. So I think that's pretty fascinating use of membranes and heat to achieve a goal that's really necessary around the world. I mean, especially in you know, some of these oil and gas applications where, you know, they're operating inland and generating huge amounts of produced water. DesaliTech can do an initial cut on that water, and then Oasis can come along and finish the job. So,
all right. Todd, when I think about the global water problem. It's an organization like DesaliTech that I think is going to be a big leader in how we tackle that head on long
term. No doubt.
So, Rick, we're out of time now, but before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about DesaliTech?
Sure, thanks. Well, like any company these days, we've got a website. We're pretty proud of it. It's got a lot of resources and explanations and different tools that our customers can use. So that's www.desalitech.com. And there are information hot links on there, so you can get in direct contact with us through the website.
All right. Rick Stover, Executive Vice President with DesaliTech. Rick, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks, Todd. Thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure.
All right. That wraps this episode. On behalf of our guest, your host, Todd, and all of us at Water Online Radio, our WEFTech coverage. We'll be right back.